You're listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon and welcome to Humanitarian Radio. I'm Janie Beauclair.
And I'm Tony St. Tone. It is a beautiful day here in Southern California.
We have a really interesting couple of things going on today. We've got this great guest named Amy Linden. She's an acting coach amongst a pile of other things she does. Really, really cool pointers for those of you out there in the entertainment industry in all fields. And also, Tony found a really cool recording about meditation that we want to play for you.
Yes, meditation happens to be something that seems to be coming up more and more these days with people saying that they want to get out of their own way and get out of their own head. And I subscribe to a YouTube channel called ASAP Science. And what they do is they break down common things in a scientific way. And what they've done in this episode is they actually took meditation and they broke it down to a scientific level to show what it actually does for your brain and how it heals your body.
Yeah, so we're going to play that for you in a few minutes. And also we want to give a shout out to Miracle Mike and Ruth Kramer. Ruth Kramer, you might remember, she was on our show a couple weeks ago. And they invited us after an agape
service.
Thank you. to perform at a private house party last week. And it was really, really a great adventure for us. And we want to thank them both. And Miracle Mike will be coming on our show next week.
Yeah. Yeah. He's going to be another great guest. So we can't wait to have him on here. So without any further ado, because Janie loves when I say that, this is the scientific power of meditation. Check it out.
For thousands of years, people have practiced meditation for spiritual, emotional, and physical well-being. But from a scientific perspective, how exactly does meditating affect your body? Does it really do anything? It all starts in the brain. During meditation, brain scans see increased activity in regions directly correlated with decreased anxiety and depression, along with increased pain tolerance. The default mode network, in particular, is activated when one's mind is at rest and not focusing on the outside world, and has been found to improve memory, self-awareness, and goal setting. Want to be more caring to your friends and family? When scientists compared the brains of Buddhist monks to new meditators, they found the region of the brain associated with empathy to be much more pronounced in the monks. It also literally changes your brain waves, and we can measure these frequencies. Meditators have higher levels of alpha waves, which have been shown to reduce feelings of negative mood, tension, sadness, and anger. And if that wasn't enough, it also physically changes our brain shape and size. Studies found that after 8 weeks of a meditation program, gray matter was more dense in areas associated with learning, memory processing, and emotion regulation. And yet the amygdala, which deals with stress, blood pressure, and fear, had decreased gray matter. When we look at the entire body, not only do we see decreased blood pressure, but it can also increase the variability of your heart rate. And while this may sound harmful, it actually plays a critical role in properly transporting oxygen and carbon dioxide throughout your body. Think you're getting sick? In a study where both meditators and non-meditators were given the flu virus, meditators were able to produce a greater number of antibodies and had increased immune function. If we go a little deeper, we can even see changes on a cellular level. Your chromosomes have protective protein complexes called telomeres, which help reduce damage to your DNA and lower cell death. And a shortened telomere length has been linked to several diseases such as cardiovascular disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and cancer. Amazingly, when cancer survivors completed a meditation program, their bodies showed significant increases in telomere length. It's believed that psychological intervention, particularly decreasing stress, has a direct effect on the enzyme telomerase, which has been shown to counteract shortening by adding DNA to the shrinking telomeres. Of course, meditation is not a substitute for other medical advice or a healthy lifestyle. We don't want you leaving this video thinking it will cure cancer. But much like hitting the gym can grow your muscles and increase your overall health, it seems that meditation may be a way of working out your brain with extra health benefits. And since your brain controls, well, all of you, why not relax and say, every once in a while?
So once again, that was found at ASAP Science. It is a YouTube channel that you can subscribe to, and they really have a lot of really great information. It's something I subscribe to, and that's why I wanted to share it with you today.
Well, I thought it was really interesting when you played it for me the other day, because there were a lot of points to meditation that I didn't realize before. I always thought it was, sole purpose was to quiet your mind. I didn't realize how many health benefits there are associated with it. So really glad that you shared that with everybody, Tony, because I'm sure there was a lot of people out there just like me that didn't have any clue as to all the benefits of meditation.
Yeah, and I also want to say, you know, meditation in general isn't something that you just have to sit and say, it could be taking the time to just have a cup of coffee in the morning in silence, or petting your cat in silence. Just, it's a quiet time of quieting your mind. That's really what you're looking for, is a time to get out of your own way and just be.
I would think it would be really important to do that prior to taking Miss Amy Linden's acting class.
Yes, and she talks about that in this interview about being very clear before you go on an audition. And I'm excited to have everyone hear this interview we did with Amy Linden. She's a great, great acting coach, and someone I think you guys are going to learn about a lot about if you're involved in any type of acting or any type of arts.
Honestly, her course applies to business as well. So it's really interesting if you think about it in a very broad scale. She fine-tunes it to the acting and entertainment industry. But if you are not in that industry, you can certainly use her pointers to improve things in your business. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do a quick commercial break, thank our sponsors, and we'll be right back with Amy Linden.
I'm living here in a state of abundance. I'm counting blessings that I never saw before. Because I'm the ruler of this kingdom I call.
Positive affirmations wrapped in pop rock songs.
Give me that best case scenario.
It's motivational musician Saint Tone. Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience, at www.sainttone.com.
Still, we can always hug it out.
Pick up his latest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes.
We choose to end.
For music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
Do you have a great idea for a product and you don't know how to get it made? Call Artistic Journey. They'll help you find your way to getting your new products made and into the marketplace. Need a free consultation? No problem. Need artwork and graphics? No problem. Need your idea turned into something wonderful that the whole world can use? Call Janie at Artistic Journey to help you get through this process. It's not as hard as you think. With 20 years of experience, Artistic Journey can pave the way for your product to get into the hands of people around the world. Call Artistic Journey today, 941-780-2538. And we are back with Miss Amy Linden, actress, award-winning filmmaker, celebrity booking coach extraordinaire. Hi, Amy. How are you today?
Hey, how's it going?
We are so happy to have you with us this afternoon. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and you bring a lot of sunshine into a room.
Oh, I love you guys.
She knows how to butter you up.
Well, we met Amy recently at a friends event, and definitely she lit up that room. So we got to get to know her a little, and she's got a really unique thing going in celebrity booking coach and a variety of other things. So, Amy, I'd love people to know what you do and how they can get a hold of you and all that fun stuff. So let's start out with telling a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm originally from New Rochelle, New York. Dick Van Dyke, Robert Petrie.
I was going to say, that's the Petries. I know the Petries.
You know where that is.
I do.
So, I'm originally from there. And started acting when I was 10 years old. So, I've been doing it for a really long time. And
what do you mean? You're only 20.
Pardon me?
What do you mean? You're only 20 now.
Exactly.
For a whole 15 years.
And then I studied it also at Syracuse University. I was really, really into it. I came out with a Bachelor of Fine Arts. But then when I was a teenager, I always wanted my mom to take me to New York City to audition. And she was like, no, I'd rather go to a sale somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
So when I was old enough, in my senior year of high school, what I did was I would jump on a train to New York City and study at the Neighborhood Playhouse by myself.
Hmm, okay.
So So that's why when I meet people, I know immediately whether or not they want it really bad. Because I did when I was a child. I wanted it really bad, and I would stop at nothing to get it.
Let me tell you, you're talking to someone who did exactly what you did, in that Tony used to hop on a bus and ride for several hours to go train to New York.
Actually, it was a train. I used to get exactly what you're saying. I used to go do an open mic night. I lived in Connecticut. So I would jump on a train like at 5 o'clock at night to get to an open mic night every Tuesday that started at 8 o'clock. Do my one song and get back on the train. So the whole thing was like, I get home like around 12 o'clock and people are like, you spent like 8 hours just to play one song. I'm like, exactly.
Yeah, like,
that's
exactly
insane. I'm like,
exactly.
That's what you
it's
do.
Called passion.
Yes.
That's what it's called. It's called passion. It's called knowing what your purpose is. It's called going after your dream.
Yes. Yes.
And that's beautiful. That's a beautiful thing. I love that you did that.
And you know, and I know that you speak about that, and we're going to get into it, but I know that you speak about that. It's being so hungry for it that you're doing it because it's a passion, not because you're getting paid, not because you're going to be big, rich, and famous. If you want to be rich, go be a lawyer. You know, there's a lot of other things you can make money at as opposed to doing something in the arts. But it's something that you do because you're so passionate about it that you will take 8 hours to perform for 3 minutes, you know?
Yeah, and also what people need to understand is that it's not so much about what other people are going to give you, it's about what gifts you're giving them.
Right.
And when you can get into that headspace and really get into your work as an artist, then you don't feel that judgment, and it's the judgment that keeps you from doing all the things that you want to do in your life.
Right, right. Well, let's get back to where you were. Continue with your story. I didn't mean to cut you off. It's just that I totally understand where you were.
We can go off on tangents. We can go off on tangents forever. My uncle is Gene Kirkwood, and he was the executive producer of Rocky, and so my entire family followed him out here. Like everybody did. I was still in New York at the time, and I were like, you're not going to New York. You're coming to California. So that's what I did. And I came up to California. They packed me up and threw out all my great holy jeans. They were like, you're not coming to California with holes in your pants. I'm like, oh my God.
It's
took
a cruel.
Forever to get it that way.
And now they sell them. Now they sell them for with
exactly.
holes.
Exactly. I could have made money off of those pants. Yeah.
That's too funny.
So I came out here and I've been acting the whole time. I have like 85 IMDb credits.
Wow. And what type of actors would you
and
say you are?
That's not even the stuff that didn't register on IMDb. So I've shot hundreds of projects.
And would you call yourself a dramatic actress, a comedian, or are you just all over as far as your style?
I would call myself brave.
Brave.
Like the kind of stuff that I play are very brave roles that not a lot of people can play.
Oh, I love that.
Like a full breakdown or a full whacked out lunatic. The other day, I played a Hungarian tarot reader who really was a con artist and then changed to this Long Island woman. So, I mean, I got a chance to do my accent. It was fun. And last week, I played a counselor, and I got a chance to work with my student in a feature film called Allison's Choice. So I'm probably the only coach in Los Angeles that actually is working with their students.
That is awesome because, you know, it seems that most teachers don't get involved anymore. Just, you know, they're at a point where like, I've already had my shot. Now I'm just teaching. But you're actually still doing it. And to perform with your students has got to be that much more fun for the students.
Oh, it was wonderful. And we were laughing because I was like, hey, listen, Chanel, I'm not going to be giving you notes, so you're on your own.
Yeah. So I think it's really great for them to be able to see that you are still in the field and that you are out there because you're setting such a perfect example for your students by letting them see you get roles and be successful in them.
I think you have to lead by example in order to be a leader.
Totally.
And that's how I always wanted to be. I wanted to be a leader for my people. As a matter of fact, I even taught on my birthday. And they were like, why are you here? I said, well, I'm an example for you guys. If I take off for my birthday or for a holiday, then I'm giving you permission to slack off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The only time that I take off is in December. And that's it. I'm teaching the entire year.
And that's a brilliant example right there of how to be successful.
You know, Janie and I had just arrived to California, and we went to an audition, an acting audition, and it was raining. And the woman said, "Oh, my God, what are you guys doing here?" We're like, "We're here." And she goes, "Do you know how many people canceled today because it's raining? And the fact that you guys are just here." And we're like, "Well, we're musicians, and the show must go on. If you book a gig, you book a gig. That's it.
Rain or shine, you're in."
And she goes, "That's
what it does. Is that kind of person?" Yeah. What did she say?
Well, she said, "You know, that's the type of person that we need. We need someone that's going to show up, regardless if you get a flat tire, you jump in a cab. If it's raining, you get an umbrella. You don't just say, I can't make it."
And we actually both got the roles because we showed
up. Yeah. So it's pretty funny.
Well, it's the strength in character. People want to be around people that have strength in character.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? And I think strength and character, you can't buy that. You either are that or you're not that, or you work towards being that. And it takes a lot of work in order to be that. And most actors, when they come to Los Angeles, they come because they want the adulation, like they were like a big fish in a small pond at home. Everybody loved them, and they come here, and they still want that.
Right.
And it's that thing that keeps them from working, because it's a dysfunctional business. Nobody wants somebody that's needy. So you have to actually build yourself up to a point where you actually don't need the job, and that you love it for you, which is what we said when we started.
I think something that was an eye-opener for us when we got here was when you get here, you're thinking about one avenue of, you know, I want to be an actress, I want to be famous, I want to be. But until I became a producer, I didn't realize what the producing side of it, what the film side of it, what the technical side of it needed from me. So until I got on that side of the camera, I didn't really put it all together. And I think a lot of people that show up out here don't realize that there's two sides of this. You're not only getting hired as an actor.
So you're actually talking about the business, really? but that's the truth, though. I mean, that's the truth. If you're on the other side, you realize the insignificance of the actor.
Right.
You know, until you get on set, then they become extremely significant.
Right.
But in all honesty, they're like the last piece of the puzzle, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's humbling. For me, I come from the school of the writer is God, and all your information is in the written word, and so that to me is the 1% of that gets you in the 1% booking ratio. Mm-hmm. It's really understanding and figuring out what the writer's intent is, not your intent, but the writer's intent.
Right.
And so it goes back to the business aspect as well.
Yeah, and a lot of people will say, well, I want to make this role my own. And in that, they don't follow what the script message was meant to be. And a lot of times, that's the problem why they don't get a job, you know, in that film.
I would say that's most of the time they don't get a job. They're too busy making choices instead of sitting back and reading it like a novel and just saying, like, just understanding why the character even exists.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you come at it with ego, then you're all about why you exist, and that's not an artist. It's not about that. It's about funneling the written word through you and actually channeling for the writer.
Yeah, you know, I heard you say in a presentation that a lot of actors will come in there and go, "Where's my line? Where's my line?" And they'll study their one line and go back and forth with someone, their brother, their sister, their aunt, whoever. Instead of reading the entire story or reading the entire script to go, is this a drama? Is this a comedy? Your section could be just a small little comedic bit in a drama. But it's like, no, your character was actually mentioned in the first two pages and you're on page 50. So you don't even know that your character was mentioned, even though it wasn't a line. Someone had said something about your character. So I think that is great, great, great advice right off the bat.
Well, all the information about you is in the other person's dialogue, but actors are so excited when they get an audition that they just, like, pick up the script and go, what do I get to say? How am I going to say it? What am I going to do? And, you know, and it's not about that. It's figuring out why you're even in the script to begin with.
Right.
You know, it's interesting. I have a CoStar class at the end of every month. I teach a lot of different classes. But one of the main classes that I teach is this CoStar class where everybody competes against each other in their own age category. Mm-hmm. And you really could see it's not about the talent, because there's a lot of talent out there. It's always about the approach. And so I notice the people that work the most understand where they are in the entire spectrum of why the story even exists to begin with. That's actually one of my 15 guidelines, guideline number 14, is why are you in the script? You could just be moving the story along. That's why a lot of people don't book co-stars, because they think they're more important than the series regular.
Do you think that there's a certain amount of time that someone should study with a coach prior to even setting foot out in the field?
Stand by. Well, to tell you the truth, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I don't want my people to need me. And I think there's a lot of coaches and teachers out here that create, dysfunction in the actor to feel like they can't do it on their own. Uh-huh. I created a technique so they could have a template and a book that actually people are booking all over the world just from reading the book and not even meeting me.
Excellent. That's really nice. You're really helping people find their own way.
Yeah, it's powerful. It's powerful. I don't want to create that. I would rather create the information, to give you the information so you can go out there and you be what you're supposed to be, not need me to direct it for you because you're incapable of breaking down the script yourself.
Let's talk about the book.
So I basically teach them how to break down the script. Excuse me?
I said, let's talk about the book a little, because like 15 steps. And anybody could read this book. So like you said, you don't necessarily have to live in Los Angeles to get advice and to learn this information. Right.
I mean, there's production all over the world. But Los Angeles isn't the only place where you can work, my goodness.
Right, exactly.
You know? I mean, I had somebody that wrote to me from Canada and said, thank you so much. I read your book and I booked this really big job and I hadn't been booking for months. And to me, I feel rewarded by that. I also have a website that I'm coaching on it. So you can actually learn the technique by watching me coach. I'm coaching like 45 people. I have like hundreds of hours of audio on there just teaching you about the technique itself. The website is tltaccess.com.
TLTAccess.com. Great.
Yeah, and I'm giving away 3 weeks so people can actually try it out and actually see what's on there. There's hundreds and hundreds of hours of business principles and the technique. You learn the technique on there. We're also interviewing agents and managers and voiceover agents and producers and branding people and publicists. So you need to learn about the business in order to be in the business, you know?
No, and you know, that's a key point. I want you to continue with that, because I think most people just don't realize that part of it. It's like they want to be a musician, they want to be an artist, they want to be an actor, but they go, well, how do I make money at this? And that's the part that most people are like, I'm just going to get an agent. You're like, no, you need a little bit more than that. You need to understand, how do you get the job? How do you get the gig?
Kind of sad, because we've lost a lot of really great talent and a lot of really great musicians because they just refuse to figure that part out.
Yeah.
And you can't refuse to figure it out. You have to become a master of that, just like you became a master of your art, because the two work together. Yes, you have to get an agent, you got to get your whole team and your stickers to put on your race car, like all those people, but the real philosophy is that they should be running after you because you're working all the time.
Right, right. And, you know, I used to teach a class called Musicians Motivating Musicians. And I used to tell everybody the word business is much bigger than the word music. So music business. And you have to really learn that word, because otherwise you can't be successful in it. It's extremely hard. You're going to be relying on everyone else to help get your work.
Yeah, and it doesn't put you in a powerful position if you're waiting for other people to help you.
Exactly. Exactly, because now you're
always
waiting.
And power, it's not about the power that and the ego that you go in, but it's about confidence to be the very best that you can be. And if you don't feel that way, then you're going to feel the energy in the room and fall out and really be upset on the way home.
Yeah, and now with your book that you have and your teaching technique, how did you come about Well, let's get back for a second, because we were talking that you had just moved over from California, and we've been going off on these tangents, but you had just come over from California. I'm just curious to see, how did you evolve from an actress into a teaching coach that helps people get these jobs? Obviously, these are things that either you learned along the way and you just compiled them all together, or you were taught from someone. How did you get to this point? I want to hear the story.
Well, it's actually a very short story. I wasn't booking. I had a lot of education, I mean, I even studied in London. I mean, I studied with Stella Adler. I studied with all the greats. And I didn't know how to book. So just because you're talented doesn't mean you know how to get a job.
Exactly.
And so through the years, I created my own method of getting a job. And a friend of mine, her daughter was auditioning for Prehysteria 2, which goes back like I don't know, 18 years ago. And she said, can you please coach her? I said, I don't know how to do this. She says, you do, because you're working. So just teach her what you learned. And I did, and she booked it. And then it just went off from that there. And so it's just under 20 years that I've been teaching this technique.
Wow. So you slowly just basically got thrown into it and you went, okay, I'm just going to tell you what I know or what I've learned shifting through these different ways of going about it. And then it just evolved.
Yeah. Basically, the 15 guidelines are how I break down a script.
Okay.
So I'm just teaching people what I do.
Okay. So how you break down a script, and that breaking down of a script allows you better insight to getting the job that you're going for on an audition.
Well, let me put it to you this way. There's bronze, silver, and gold. They're all great athletes. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes. Yes, they've all played.
The people that are up for bronze, silver, and gold. Mm-hmm. What is the difference between the gold and the bronze and the silver? All it is precision. That's all it is.
Okay.
And so I teach people the specifics of how to find the specifics in the script by asking the questions. Like what's the scene about? Who am I relating to? What's my point of view? How do I feel? A lot of techniques keep the actor in their head, and they're not actually feeling. As an actor, you're supposed to be a walking, talking, emotional vehicle. And so actors should be spending time knowing where their emotions are, not directing their scenes.
Right, I got you. So basically, you're really getting them to really dive into the character and really understand the character and not just write it on the surface. Get into the character.
Exactly. Understand the character. You can't play a character if you don't understand the character. And so the questions allow you to fully understand the character, and then you take all your training and you plug it in.
You
because
know,
honestly, who's ever going to feel the deepest is going to get the job. Who's ever going to hit it the hardest is going to tell the best story.
You know, and I want to say that what you're teaching also applies to a multitude of businesses and trying to get a job with a business. If you don't understand the business you're trying to get a job with, you're not going to be successful at an interview. So I think that the book that you're teaching can actually help a whole lot of people in a variety of other aspects as well. Using the general principles that you're teaching for actors really applies in a lot of other life forms.
Well, what it does is it gets you centered on what it is that you're supposed to be doing now.
Right.
Yes.
You know, and not thinking about the result.
Yeah, it makes you really look inside yourself and figure out who you are at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. And what you're bringing, you know, and what the need is. Like, let's say you were going for a job and they're looking for a specific IT person.
Right.
Figuring out that company and understanding what exactly they're looking for, so then you can figure out what knowledge you have to present the gift to them to let them know how much you're going to be of service.
I love how you put it, present the gift. I think that's a beautiful statement.
No,
and
I think it makes a lot of sense, because I think most of us do the shotgun approach and just say, I'm just going to apply for everything and see what happens. You're like, well, you know, you got to sort of think it out, because as a musician, you know, if I play pop rock and they want a jazz artist, it's like, ooh, that's really not the gig for me. I don't play jazz, but I applied for it, and I applied for the country act. And you're like, okay, well, unless you can mold yourself into that position, you really don't.
Kind of wasted everybody's time.
Yeah, and they noticed that. They're like, you're really not a country guy. You're a rock guy or a pop guy or whatever.
Yeah, it's understanding the need and, you know, fulfilling it. And in the acting world, is understanding the character and fulfilling it in the context of the story.
You've had a lot of success with what you've done, and a lot of your actors have had brilliant success. Why don't we talk a little bit about some of your successes?
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up, because I'm really proud to say that since I've been teaching, I've had 38 network series regulars and an Emmy winner.
That is so awesome.
I think that speaks volumes. Awesome that is. Volumes that what you are doing and what you are teaching is successful, because let's face it, there's a lot of book information and there's a lot of just information in general out there.
A lot of BS.
That seems logical, but yet has never been
not
really
effective
or proven. You are bringing something to the table.
It's
proven.
An application, because it's an application. It's easy to apply.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's
awesome.
You know,
it's not like a theory. It's not like out there. You actually, like, I'll teach a workshop. I teach a beginning technique workshop a month. Whatever they learn in that workshop, they can actually apply it immediately and book a job.
Gotcha. See, and I think that speaks volumes also. So it's not like, hey, you have to study with me for 3 years, and then I'm going to make you an apprentice, and then I'm going to send you out. It's like, nope. Within one lesson, no. I can get you to teach, learn something and apply it.
Yeah, you could book it right away. I mean, a lot of times there's just something really small, you know? Like, I've had people come to me and say, I've been in that office 8 times and I still haven't booked that show.
Yeah.
And it's usually something really small.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That can be fixed, you know?
And now you guide people right down to their photograph and what they look like when they go for their presentation, if you will. And, you know, how... Not just how to understand the script, but how you're walking in the door, how you're presenting who you are right from the get-go. And I think that's really important, because a lot of people miss that step.
Yeah, because they center around, like, what's my color or what's my branding, when it, in essence, is if you don't look like you're on the show, you're not going to be on the show.
Right.
You know?
Interesting. So are you saying, like, if they were applying for...
If you're applying for a surfer, don't show up in a gown.
Gotcha.
Exactly. I mean, if you're going into the, let's say, the CW network, and you show up with flip-flops and a pair of board shorts, chances of you being on that network is going to be really slim, no matter how great you are.
Right.
Right, right, because you're just not fitting the part.
Your presentation isn't there.
Yeah, it's a visual art form.
Very much so. Very much so. And let's face it. I mean, that's the writer has a visual in mind when they're writing the character out. And now it's up to the booking agent to find that character that this person has created in their mind. So you could be a great actress, but, you know, you could be 20 years old and we're looking for a 90-year-old woman. It's just like you're not cutting the part. You're not her, you know?
Yeah, unless you get a really good makeup artist, you know?
Would you say some of the best actresses or actors are the ones that don't act, like they're not really pushing it, they're just being?
I would say to you, it takes a lot of work to look like you're not acting, just like it takes a lot of work to look at the skaters that flawlessly go into triple spins or whatever the hell that is. It takes a lot of practice to make it look easy.
Right. Okay. To make it look like...
So this naturalistic crap, there's just such a natural... Well, a lot of work went into making that happen, because you have to fully encompass all the aspects of the character in order to relax and just be it.
Right. Okay. Okay. And you were saying earlier that, you know, you've been able to play a lot of various roles. Do you study when you have to do a specific role, if it's an accent or if it's a particular character that has a darker background or a lighter background, or if they're a secretary? Do you actually study those people when you get involved into a role?
No, I spend some time meditating on where those people are for me.
Okay.
Because I believe we're many people. all of the, I mean, but look, let's face it. I will never be on an Aaron Sorkin show because I don't look like that. So I'm realistic as to what my casting is and what my casting isn't. I actually have a lecture called Where Do I Fit In, you know? Of course, you could act the crap out of it, but if your essence just isn't that, then you're just not that.
Right, right. And all the acting lessons in the world still won't sell.
It doesn't matter. Hey, let me tell you just really short story. When I was casting my award-winning short, Odessa, I had several actresses come in, and then Yolanda King, Dr. King's daughter, came in. And the character has a specific pain about her that's inherent to who she is. Well, there was this other actress that came in, tons of credits, tons of theater credits from New York, tons of credits. She was the idea that I had for Odessa when I saw her. But when Yolanda came in, she was her.
Got it.
So you can play it, or you can just inherently have the essence of who that character is. So sometimes a lot of actors are like, well, I played the crap out of that character. I don't understand. You know, I went to the callback, went to producers. Like, why didn't I get it? Because somebody came in and they were it.
Right. And it's no offense against the other person. It's just that this other person just embraced that part.
They just were it. I mean, Yolanda had years of she had years of pain. She had years of history. You can't play that. It's just part of who she is.
Yeah, yeah. And
the same thing that I can't play a Republican. You know what I'm saying? Whether I might be one or I might not be one, I don't have the essence of somebody that clean cut.
And I think what's really, really great as far as you being an instructor is that you've played both sides, you know.
Right.
You've been on both sides of the camera, so you can go like, hey, I know
about
what I'm walking into when I have to do an audition, and I know what it's like to pick an actor or an actress at an audition.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really valuable. You know, I mean, I also was a personal manager for 9 years. I started out a roadie's career, and I actually left my own company the year he booked the OC. But I built him from when he was 16 all the way up to the OC.
Wow. That's incredible.
So I know that aspect of the business as well, to be a manager, you know.
So do you help people find auditions to go on, or you generally...
You know, I help them find agents and managers by teaching them how to put together their marketing package.
Ah, that's invaluable information right there. Because getting an agent and a manager is a bit of a tough thing when you've got 30 million people trying to vie for that position with that agent or manager. So your package has to be strong.
Yeah, and that goes back to business again. Mm-hmm. That you're going to get the agent and manager based on what your package looks like, not based on your talent.
No pictures of some old chick looking like she's from Oklahoma.
Unless that's who you want to play. Unless
yeah,
that's
like
the part you're playing.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to make sense.
Yeah.
I mean, they have to look at a picture and think about 12 different shows that you could be on.
Yeah.
You know, like how much money can they make off of you?
Right.
I don't know. That's a really interesting thing right there. Like them looking at you going, okay, how many places can I put this character or this person? That's really, I never even thought of that. I always thought like, oh, this is good. It's like, no, they're looking at it going, I can put them here, 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 and here. This is good. Okay.
Yeah, you got to think almost like a salesperson when you're putting together your package.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are the tools in your tool shed, you know? And so if your demo reel doesn't match your pictures, that doesn't match you and your resume, then you're not going to be a comprehensive package. They're going to say, I don't know what to do with you. You're fully development. And that's what you don't want to be.
What advice would you give to someone? Our show broadcasts all over the United States, all over the world. And what advice would you give to someone who's going, I'm getting ready to go out to Hollywood and I want to be an actor?
I would say make sure you have enough money in the bank for at least 2 years so you could completely devote to putting together your package and building your credits and building a reel.
That's huge advice, because I want to say that something we were really surprised about when we got out here, we were talking to the landlord of the apartment we lived in Hollywood, and he said, every 6 months we turn over around here because people come out thinking they can make it within 6 months. They only have a 6-month supply of cash, and the next thing you know, they're either living on the street or they're going back home. So I think that's really valuable.
Yeah, it's very seductive. This town is also very seductive. Mm-hmm. So people come in and they think they have to take every class in the world, and then they figure out that there's a nightlife, and all their money goes out the window, and then by the time they put together their package, they're out of money.
They're broke.
And it's really sad. It's just when they're ready to get an agent, and because of the everything they put together, they have no money left.
Yeah, yeah, and that's when you end up with 15 people all sharing a one-bedroom apartment.
Yeah, and you can't really book, you know, as a booking coach. It's very important that I tell you that you have to be completely clear before you go to that audition.
Yeah.
And you can't do that when you're living with a zillion people or you're worried about money.
Totally, totally. That's great, great, great advice.
That is great advice. It's having that... not stress-free lifestyle, but being able to...
It's being prepared.
Being prepared enough to go, hey, I want to do this, but yes, I do need X amount of money. Because even getting a job out here that pays more than minimum wage, it's like, wow, okay, then you have to hustle. It's definitely a state that you need to be assertive and you need to have that passion to say, I'm willing to do what I need to do to be out here because...
It's a nothing's going to get handed to you easily state.
It's competitive. It's extremely competitive.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what the thing is that I remember that happened to me. I had to go get like 3 different jobs, so by the time I did get an audition, I was exhausted, you know? And you have to just be ready to compete because it's a competition. It's interesting, I was doing a career consult with a girl yesterday, and she actually graduated Juilliard and went and got a corporate job and made a lot of money for 4 years, and now she has a crap load of money saved up, and she's hitting her career really hard.
Wow. And you know, I got to say, the thing about acting, and I'm going to put this question past you, it seems like as an actor, there really is no age limit. Whereas if you're an athlete, look, by the time you're 30, you're not making it. Musicians, there's still like a certain, you know, it's a younger person's game, usually, not always. But as far as acting, would you say you can get into it almost at any age?
I would say that, but I would say, like, if I were to do it again, I would not have gone to college. I would have come out right after high school. You know, because they're more forgiving about the lack of credits if you can play high school.
Sure.
Okay.
Now, we have a friend.
Okay, so there's that. But I do believe, on the flip side, that if you have a dream, then you need to go after it, because I believe there is no age. There's no cap to the age.
And we have a friend who started out in Hollywood, had to leave Hollywood to help out family, and came back at the age of, I think she's close to 70, Aretha Gray. She's now working with Betty White on Betty White's show.
Off Your Rocker.
Off Your Rocker.
That's wonderful. Wonderful.
She rolled back into town going, okay, my love for the industry is still there, and I want to see if I can get back in. And she was able to do that. But she also had confided in us that she did a significant amount of preparation and study prior to coming back out here again to get herself ready again.
Yeah, I think that there's so much that you can do in your own hometown. There's so much production. Just call like the film commission and find out what's shooting. You know, find out where the film schools are in your area, and you know you can build your credits and build your reel. You don't even need to be here.
Exactly, exactly. You know, those are the things that that people need to know. It seems like it all comes down to preparation. Preparation is where we're at. You know, it's like, how much preparation can you give yourself so that way when you do come out here, you do have money in the bank. You do have a game plan. You're not just hitting the streets going, I'll just figure it out. Figuring it out is such a hit or miss, where you have an opportunity now to really just plan it out as opposed to just show up and go, I'm off the bus, now what? It's like, eh.
Yeah, I think if you just come off the bus and you say, now what, then it's going to take you about 2 to 3 years to figure it out. But if you come off the bus and you have it figured out and you're ready and you have your package, chances of you working faster is much more favorable.
Yes, and buying your book and getting a good understanding of how to get through an audition, I think, would help tremendously also.
Well, you should be booking in your in the town that you're in.
Yeah, yeah. What I was saying is by reading your book and booking
you. Read the book. You can put yourself on a program. You get the book. You can either get it on my website, thelindentechnique.com, or go to Amazon and get it there. It's called The Linden Technique, 15 Guideline Map to Booking. And then go to tltaccess.com, get yourself a free week on there. And then if you like it, stay on there and listen to lectures. I mean, I get sent all different places. Like, I'm every month I'm sent to Vegas to teach at the Hollywood Bound Acting Academy.
Wow.
By the CEO of Frank Perillo brings me in to teach there. So I have lectures that I've recorded from there. I have lectures that I recorded from Calgary, Canada. I've been sent there three times. Winnipeg, I was sent there three times. I was sent to Houston. I get sent all over to teach the technique, and I recorded all of it. I also record the lectures that I teach, in the beginning lectures once a month here. And so I have hundreds of hours of just learning the technique. And then I'm coaching online 45 different people. You can watch the technique. So you don't even need to be here to learn the technique.
That's awesome. And you know, with today's technology, there is so much information out there. And the fact that you've actually utilized it all by videotaping your conferences and videotaping your coaching, that helps tremendously. Because let's face it, you could be in a classroom and it doesn't need to be necessarily one-on-one. You can learn by watching someone else learn, because that information is universal. It's like if I'm telling you to speak a certain way or watch your speech or watch the way your posture is, that's something that can be applied to anybody.
Yeah, at any time, you know? And so you have no excuses now.
Exactly.
So, I mean, if you're working till 3 in the morning, you have no excuse. You can go click on your computer and start studying at 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
There is
yeah.
no excuse. So the information is there for you. It's a question of whether or not you're going to get on that bus and go to New York City, you know?
Yeah.
It's the same philosophy. It's how much do you really want it? Because somebody wants it more than you.
Always. Always. And,
always.
You know, you always got to be conscious of that. And it doesn't matter how hot you think you look and how cute you think you are and how much talent you think you have. If you don't have the drive and the desire, the rest doesn't matter at all.
No, because they can feel it. They can feel it in the room.
Mm-hmm.
They can feel the person that has the most passion for what it is that they're doing. And, you know, let's face it. We want to be around like people that are like-minded.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You want to hang out with people like us, you know?
Yeah, that's where you get the most success, when everybody in your aquarium are all the same breed, if you will. You all swim together in a group and you help each other out and you forge your trails together, and it's a great support system and it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I agree. I completely agree.
I remember hearing a director say he was setting up a shoot, and this woman came in. And she said, "Hi, just want to let you know that I'm very punctual and I'll stay late if I need to stay late." And she just started saying these certain things that didn't really apply to the position that she was going for or the part that she was going for. But the director said, as soon as she said all that, I instantly knew that, hey, she's not going to be a complainer when we're here 3 o'clock in the morning still shooting. She's going to be someone that shows up and is very perky. And I need that on set. I need that perkiness and energy.
Yeah, you need that energy. And and for me, too, I'd be more excited about teaching somebody like that than somebody that came to me who thought that they knew it all.
Yes. Yes. It's that vulnerability. Like, I just want to learn. Just show me how to do this, and I'm ready. As opposed to, like, I've been doing this a number of years, and I don't really need to come here, but I thought I'd just try it out. You're like, okay.
Exactly. Exactly. Those are the hardest people to teach.
Well, they're set in their ways.
Yeah, it's like, I'd much rather get, like, as a matter of fact, a quarter of my series regulars have had no credits and studied nowhere else.
Wow.
Just to let you know that.
That is huge, because that lets me know and lets everyone know that it's like, you're pointing them in the right direction and you're giving them the correct advice to get the show. And they don't need 1,000 movies behind them to get booked. It's like they need the right attitude and the right personality to move forward to make this happen.
Exactly, exactly. And it's, you know, you have to just get out there and go. And a lot of people think that, well, I have to have all this on my resume and all this shit. And that's not true.
Right, right. And it's
that is really just not true. And I'm dispelling that myth, like, right now.
Beautiful. So you've heard that dispelled myth here first, people.
He's first on our radio show.
Yeah, I just feel that if you get the opportunity and you're completely prepared and you have the power behind you because of who you are as a person, feeling that you know what you're doing, saying, and feeling, chances of you beating a competition is really high.
There you go.
Unless, of course, they give it to, you know, somebody they're sleeping with. That's a completely different conversation.
That's a whole different thing.
There's
right? couches involved and all kinds of that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not sure that's this radio show. Yeah.
That's not the technique we're teaching here.
No, not good, not good.
So, Amy, tell people again where they can find you, get in touch with you, check you out, order your book, all that type of stuff, so that we can maybe propel some new stars into the industry.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for that. I'm grateful to be on your show, and it was such a godsend to meet you guys, honestly. My website is The Lyndon Technique. That's Lyndon, thelyndontechnique.com. The business site where you can get a free week is tltaccess.com. And if you want to watch some of the stuff I've been doing since the 80s.
Dating yourself.
Yes.
You can go to amylyndon.com.
Excellent.
Thank you again, Amy, for just sharing some insight on what it takes to make it in Hollywood and to continue a career in Hollywood. And, you know, I think it's awesome that you're helping so many people live their dream out there and helping them find a way to do what they're so passionate about.
Absolutely.
Hey, I wish I had me when I was them.
Yes, exactly. And I got to say that, you know, being able to broadcast something like this, Amy, and preparing people a little better before they come out here is such a helpful thing, because like us, Tony and I decided in one day we were coming out and 3 weeks later we were here. We had no pre-preparation of how to get to where we wanted to get to. We thought, well, let's just show up for starters and we'll figure it out along the way. But working with a program, a book, and you specifically would have made our trail out here a whole lot easier.
And, I think
it's invaluable what you're doing. I think it's invaluable what you're doing, what you're offering for people. And you're actually giving them a chance at real success to prepare to come out here. And I think that that's a really strong thing. And I commend you for giving your talents to people in order to help others be successful. I think that's a beautiful trait you have.
Oh, thank you.
Very sweet, friend.
Thanks.
Well, thanks again, Amy. We hope to have you on. If you've got some shows going on or things you want to talk about, feel free to come back and let our listeners know what's new in your life or who you have that's a success story you want them to be aware of, or, you know, whatever's going on. Keep in touch with us and let our people get to know you and your team a little better.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much for that.
Have an awesome...
Be careful what you say. You're going to be like, I can't get rid of this girl.
Mean it wholeheartedly. We'd love our listeners to get to know you like we've been able to. And I think you're absolutely a beautiful person inside and out. And it would be nothing but a pleasure to share you with all of our friends.
Okay.
Thank you again.
You guys have a beautiful day.
You have an awesome day too, Amy. Thanks again. And we look forward to hearing from you.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
So every week we like to dedicate a song to our guest, and this week it's a song called Chasing Happiness.
Yeah, that song was actually written by Tony St. Tone as a theme song for the movie Chasing Happiness.
That is correct, and it was actually one of my very first attempts to do that. I was thrilled to have been
the
asked
opportunity.
To do the opportunity mm-hmm. to do that. And
the movie's really a cool movie, too, FYI. It's about looking inside and realizing that you have everything that you need. So everybody chases for happiness on the outside world, and they forget to look inside that they have what they need to find their own happiness.
Mm-hmm.
So this is Chasing Happiness by St. Tone.
Loving yourself will help your chances. Bundle of cash, buy a new toy, but it's never gonna last. A beautiful house can take you higher. Lightning strikes, turns wood to fire. Number one song could bring you fame, but you gotta do it twice to stay in the game. Yes, success could be your lover. Too much stress could pull you under.
You're all chasing happiness. Torrential rain, smelling the scent of a single flower, rising through the cracks of a concrete tower.
Yeah, that was Chasing Happiness by Saint Tone. You can check that song out at www.sainttone.com. That's SAINTTONE.com.
Hey, and I have an idea, too. They can go to Saint Tone Facebook and pretend they like you.
Pretend. That's called acting. You can act like you like the song and act like you like what you're hearing and just click like on Facebook. Also,
listen,
go to Humanitarian Radio on Facebook, and you can check out humanitarianradio.com.
Yeah, and if you want to go back and check out any of the shows that you might have missed, we keep the shows on for at least a year because their speakers are so powerful and they are the gift that keeps on giving. If you feel like you need a boost someday, just go on the Humanitarian Radio website and click on anybody's picture there and hear something that will be inspiring and help get you through your day. So do something really cool for someone this week. Make sure that you put someone else first in your life this week, and make an effort to do a really great thing for a complete stranger.
Until next week, we'll see you again.
Bye-bye.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.